Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Catching cheaters and proud of it.
Ow, I'm sorry.
It's your home for War of the Roses on Mojo in the Morning.
Angie, who do you think is cheating?
My boyfriend.
And why is that?
Well, we were out the other night, and we ran into his ex-girlfriend, who they haven't even seen each other, he said, in like over a year. And they were just, he looked like a deer in a headlights. He just got really, really weird. And then she said something that made me, it just seemed like she had seen him recently. But I asked him, and he said he hadn't.
What did she say that made him seem like they had seen each other recently?
Well, he got a new truck like 4 or 5 weeks ago. He just got it. And she's like, so how's the new truck doing? So I don't know how she would know that if he said that they haven't even talked in forever.
Well, did he post it on social media or anything like that?
No, he didn't. He doesn't even really like Facebook or anything. So he didn't put anything up.
I understand the deer in the headlights thing if you see your ex, because I feel like I would be the same way. But then that comment makes me wonder how in the heck she knew about that, about the truck.
He was just acting just not himself afterwards, so it was just weird.
Do you think it was a deer in headlights, like, oh, God, I got to see her again? Or do you think it was a deer in headlights, like, oh, God, I got to see her now with my new girlfriend because I just got done, you know, banging her last week?
It was just not him. I would like to think it's just weird seeing an ex, but he wasn't himself after that.
Yeah, we always say women's intuition on War of the Roses always plays into the... I mean, if you're getting a weird vibe, there's a reason.
We're going to call him up and offer him a dozen free roses. We're hoping that he sends them to Angie. Stay on the phone and don't say a word.
Okay.
It's Mojo in the Morning, War of the Roses.
For Frank, please.
This is he.
Hi, Frank. My name's Nicole. I'm calling from a new internet floral company called rosesbloom.com. Do you have 20 seconds to answer two quick survey questions in exchange for a dozen free roses?
A dozen free roses?
That's right.
Yeah, sure. I can do that.
Okay. Have you purchased flowers in the last 6 months, Frank?
I have not.
And do you plan on purchasing flowers in the next 6 months by chance?
I do not.
Okay, that's it. As a thank you for participating in that rosesbloom.com survey. Like I said, we're going to hook you up with a dozen long-stemmed red roses. And I just need to get some info from you about who you want to send these flowers to, okay? So I need a first and a last name.
Okay, now what exactly? I just get free roses?
Yeah, basically what we're doing is we're going to send out this dozen free roses for you, and then we're hoping that you'll use our company, rosesbloom.com, when you do decide to order flowers at whatever point.
And I can just, you'll just send them anywhere?
These flowers are going to get sent today, anywhere in the country.
What if it's in Alaska?
I can even do Alaska, if you know somebody in Alaska.
I don't. I was just checking.
Okay. Well,
okay, yeah. No, let's send them to Stephanie.
Stephanie, and does she have a last name? Okay. And before I get Stephanie's phone number, we can also include a card with a message on it with the flowers.
Ooh, okay. Let's see. To the best secret keeper I know, with a hyphen between secret and keeper.
Okay. And?
And just love, Frank.
Okay. And Frank, I do have to let you know that this call is being recorded for quality and training purposes, and I need you to okay that for me.
Yeah, no, that's fine. You're doing a wonderful job.
Well, thank you.
And Frank, we also need to let you know that while you were sending those flowers off, that your girlfriend, Angie, just heard every single word that you just said and now knows that you're sending flowers to another woman.
You lied to me.
Frank.
You lied to my face.
You're on the Mojo in the Morning show, Frank, radio show.
Say something.
I'm sorry.
I don't think you are, Frank. I really don't think you are.
Can we just talk about this not on the radio or something?
You know, I'm just going to pack your shit up in a box and stick it on the front step. Don't knock. Don't call. I don't want to see your face.
Oh, I cannot God.
Believe, right in front of my face. Right in front of my face. Oh, I haven't seen her. Bull.
Yep. I'm sorry.
I don't think you are.
I really am.
Frank, you're so emotional about this whole thing. But would you be emotional if you didn't get caught?
No.
Wow. At least you're honest. Well, now I guess you're honest.
Frank, who is this girl that you sent the flowers to?
It's the text girlfriend.
Frank, what do you want to say to Angie?
I'm sorry.
I don't care.
Hang on the phone.
Call us. 844-MOJO-LIVE. 844-665-6548. This is Mojo in the Morning.
Your comments on War of the Roses. We'd love to hear from you. Frank got a little emotional there. It's weird when a guy gets emotional. You know, you don't really hear too many emotional guys with War of the Roses. I also thought of a topic that we can get into when I was just playing deep voice guy there for a second. And that one of the topics that we could get into is the ex is still in the picture. So tell us about the ex and why is the ex still in the picture, and maybe give us a little bit of your ex in the picture drama if you'd like to at 844-MOJO-LIVE. Angie's a tough lady, man. I'll tell you what, she handled that about as well as anybody's going to handle it. You know,
yeah, agreed.
You know, I really do love that. She was kind of like not falling for the crying thing, which I'm not saying that he was, you know, making up his crying, but I'm just saying that, you know, sometimes you hear somebody crying like that, it makes you go, oh, I'm sorry, you know, okay, everything's okay, we'll work it out. But
especially 2 minutes earlier, you hear him joking with Shannon and just having a great old time with it.
Can I send him to Alaska? Do you have anybody in Alaska?
Right.
No, just asking. Kind of funny, but John?
Yeah.
What are your thoughts?
It seems like she's going to take him back.
Really? Why do you think that?
Because you can hear it in her voice a little bit. You know what I mean? She just seems like if you keep playing that game a little bit, I think he'll talk her into it.
It's funny. I didn't get that at all. I really didn't.
Just by the way, because she was just explaining herself, and I don't know. It just seemed like he'll do it.
Wow, I thought she was pretty stern when she was saying that.
She
explain yourself, you know?
I give her that. She was real stern, but you could just hear it. I don't know. I just heard it a little bit that I think if his game's good enough, he'll be able to take her. He'll get her to stay.
Thank you for the call. Hey, what's up, Jenna?
Hi.
Hi. What do you think?
I think his tears are crocodile tears.
Yeah, you think that he's full of baloney with the crying?
Yeah. Two men minutes ago. 2 minutes before, he just all excited. Yay, you're the best secret keeper ever. Love, Frank. Ha ha.
Yeah, and then I'll.
You're crying. Yeah.
Yeah, it could. By the way, that's not him crying. That's one of the drops we have here. I mean, could very well be. She didn't fall for it, though. Mojo in the Morning Show. What's going on? How you doing, Randy?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What do you think? Were those tears real?
So I have been through this a million times with my husband, and I don't think having an ex in the picture is a good thing.
Mm-hmm. What sort of situations have you been put in because of it?
My husband was deployed this past year.
Okay.
And we went through a really tough spot. Uh-huh. And I had asked him, like, are you having an affair? Are you cheating? And he said no. And then I confronted the girl, and she was like a deer in the headlights. And come to find out, 6 months later, they were. And just... they had dated before, and anytime we see any of his ex-girlfriends out in the picture, or, like, out, like, when we're at the bar, they'll come up and they'll hug him, and he'll be all nonchalant about it, and I made him block every single ex that he's ever had any type of relations with.
Here's the problem, though.
Social media.
You can have him block them all on social media, block them in the phone, but the guy's not going to block them mentally.
Yeah.
You know?
I've realized that, and so I don't think that the tears were real from that guy, and I think she's doing the right thing by saying, like, you know, bye, don't talk to me, don't, because if he did it once, he's going to do it again.
Yeah, no, I agree, and thank you for calling up with your personal story on that one. Angie, on with us right now. The ex is still in the picture, Angie?
Picture because of us. She's still in the picture because she keeps trying to force herself in.
Yeah.
What is she doing?
She sends him, like, random emails. She emails him almost every birthday. Every birthday that I've been with him, she drops an email. She'll send him random pictures of herself sometimes to his email. She doesn't have his phone number, so she can't, you know, call him or text him.
What do these pictures look like?
They're just, like, body shots of her.
Oh, geez.
Oh, man.
Something skimpy, like, you know, something that she wore out.
Real.
And what does he normally respond back to her when he gets those text messages?
He doesn't respond back to her.
Oh, so she's cray. She just still sends them anyway.
She still sends them anyway, just in hopes that she'll catch him, you know, maybe, I don't know, she's hoping for us to break up and that she's just going to be the one.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I've responded to her and told her it's not going to happen. So, you know, just back out the picture. Your eggs are going to dry up waiting on him.
Ashley, you know what? I wouldn't even do that. I would not give any response from him or for you. Yeah.
Can I ask one question, though? Do you ever worry that even though he's not responding, he's ignoring her and he's showing you that maybe behind your back he might be having a little dialogue with her?
No, I'm not, because I can tell from her dialogue.
Okay.
I can tell from what she says.
Gotcha.
And last time he actually went off on her and told her that if she sent him another email, and because I got upset with him, and I'm like, if you don't control her, if they got a way to control her, there's going to be a problem with me and you.
Oh, yeah.
And so she finally stopped. We're probably working on like 6 to 8 months where she hasn't sent anything.
Here's what I think you need to do. You need to take a little advice from Shannon. Shannon, by the way, gets tough every now and again. And Shannon, what would you say to her?
I will F you up, bitch.
That's what you should say to her.
Just like that.
I'm just going to tell you, I've told her that quite a few times.
People never believe me when I tell her that's actually Shannon.
That
recorded.
Is. Courtney?
Yes.
Hi. You have that crazy ex of your boyfriend's constantly calling you guys up and doing stuff that you're thinking about getting a PPO against her?
Yeah. This has been going on forever, and they broke up a while ago. And we've been together for quite a while, too. I mean, we're moving in together. It's just his ex-girlfriend will not stop. He blocked her on everything. His family blocked her on everything because she was attacking them. She was attacking his friends. Everybody has her blocked, but somehow she still found me on Facebook, and she was liking all of our stuff together.
Has she ever confronted you in public at all? Has it ever happened?
No. I'm sure that if anything like that would happen that he would step up, but it's gotten to the point where we've gotten in arguments over it. He's assured me that everything's okay, and I believe him because he gets so emotional over it. He's like, she just won't leave me alone.
And that nuts. And then Teray, what did the ex do?
My ex is not in the picture because I don't want them to be. Actually, they hooked me up with the person that I'm in a relationship with now and got mad that we hit it off. And we've been together for like 3 years. Actually, we've gotten married. They've gone to the extent of creating, I don't know how many Facebooks, even use their child as a Facebook page to get through to us. Called, I changed my number. The person that I'm with changed their number. They actually called one of my relatives and acted like they were a detective trying to find me. I was in trouble, and they needed to get my telephone number, been by my grandparents' house. My grandfather threatened them. And it's just crazy. Like, I've never known somebody to move on. They start dating someone, and not only are they bothering you, but the person that they're dating starts to bother
you.
Oh, my
scary.
God.
That's like restraining order.
It is.
Material to me.
To the point where I'm looking like I can't. It's been going on for the past 7 years prior to the 3-year relationship that I had. And it's like every 3 months they pop back up in full force.
Wow. God, that would worry me.
Yeah.
All these people, by the way, must really be great in bed. Like, I don't think I would ever have an ex that would chase after me. Like, as soon as I'm gone, they're
glad
gone.
You're gone.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.